What could Jacob's date have done to cause him to reach out and question whether or not it's big enough red flag to even bail? It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, I've been listening to you two since I was in middle school.
Hey.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Love the long timers. Anyway.
Hey, appreciate it.
I think I need some group therapy. Been talking to this woman for a few weeks after we met through a mutual friend. And she seemed like the full package.
Yes.
Attractive.
Yes.
Smart.
Yes.
Funny.
Yes.
A real unicorn here in Louisville.
Ah.
Ha ha. There you go. We had great conversations, texting all day, same sense of humor, all of it.
Love it.
So we finally go on an official date.
Yes.
To Outback.
Love it.
Fine choice.
Yes.
I order a steak, mashed potatoes, and green beans. Immediately she goes, OMG, you can't do that. You ordered three starches.
Okay.
I just stared at her before I can even respond. She tells the waitress, oh, he wants a salad instead of the green beans. I did not say that. And then she starts lecturing me about watching what I eat for a man my age.
What
is your age? That's what I need to know. Oh, my age. I'm 32. Ooh. Now, normally, I would have just paid and left. But the weird thing is, besides this, she's been great. So now I'm just kind of stuck wondering, do health nuts ever chill out once they get comfortable with you? Or is this the kind of thing that only gets worse?
Ow.
Is this enough of a red flag to bail early?
Ow.
I feel like I'm just getting to know her, so part of me wants to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But the other part doesn't want to waste hers or my time.
Wow.
Thanks so much in advance. She did launch into
mode. She showed a little freak flag.
She mommed him.
Maybe a little early. Maybe a little early.
Yeah.
Maybe you wait a little bit.
He's 32, a man of your age.
Well, it's never too early to start.
You get your aged at 32.
It's never too early to start on a pathway of health.
Yeah, that's definitely not the way to handle it, though. On the first date, we're judging what he's eating.
So I feel like they must, have known each other for a while for her to, feel comfortable enough to say that.
He's like been talking to her for a few weeks.
Yeah, but, talking could mean, talking. We're a little bit with more intention, I should say.
I thought you were insinuating, they've known each other since childhood.
No,
this is just a couple of weeks. I think it's a really presumptuous thing to say.
Okay.
To be really judgy like that. It's not as if he ordered a grilled cheese or chicken nuggets.
Which, still, great.
Right, but then she could have been like, what are you, a toddler? You know.
I was going to, but he says.
With three starches?
He says she's got humor. She's got looks.
Yes.
I'd give her another shot.
Okay, at least have another meal and see if she says something about his meal then.
Don't cut and run yet. Maybe that's just me, coming from my own experience of, if you've got something good or you think you do, at least flush it out a little bit.
I was wondering about this when I first read it. So let's go through his meal again. He had, what do you have? Mashed potatoes, steak, and green beans. And she said three starches.
Yeah.
I looked up, are green beans a starch?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Oh.
No, sir.
So she was wrong.
So he was fine with getting the steak. And so is the steak a starch?
I don't know.
Mashed potatoes are.
I feel like steak's protein.
That's exactly.
It just sounds like she was wrong.
Exactly.
So I think you're fine. Just maybe she's a wannabe health nut that's still learning.
Potatoes and steak, a healthy match made in heaven, according to DC Steakhouse. I don't know what that is. It's the first thing I saw on the internet, though, so I'm running with it.
I'm running with it.
So she was just altogether out of left field wrong.
That's weird.
That was a well-balanced meal, and she stepped in and was like, he needs a salad.
I don't know. Maybe she was just having a moment. Again,
on the first date, though?
Give her the benefit of the doubt. What's the worst that could happen?
Okay, we're going to need to be invited to the second date. All right,
502.
So I can watch all of this go down in the restaurant.
795-1997 is our number. Send us a voice note. Text, call. We'd love to hear your take.
You can fight back with that. The fact that you were not eating three starches. It was a perfectly well-balanced meal. And a vegetable in there.
All right. 502-795-1997.
Why am I getting fired up?
You are. I like that. I like seeing that fire in your eyes, Kelly.
I'm usually mad with him.
All right.
That overstepped.
Take some of your stories and calls coming up on 99.7 EJX. I like seeing the fire in your eyes, Kelly. Normally, it's just sullen and
sullen
and gray and
sullen and gray.
You've come
what
to life.
Sadness from inside out.
Hey guys.
You've come to life. I'm seeing that zest, that spark in Kelly that everyone has come to love.
You feel like you're complimenting me, but you just like
I'm complimenting
me by saying this is not your norm.
I kid. All right, it's group therapy. Jacob went on a date with a unicorn, a Louisville unicorn.
Yes.
Checks like the boxes.
All the boxes.
Yes.
All the boxes.
Funny. There's attractive.
Yeah, all the things is one big butt. She totally judged his order at dinner and substituted a salad for green beans because she called steak potatoes and green beans three starches, which is incorrect.
Yeah, I was going to say, which we kind of like dove in and we're like, I don't think you're exactly right.
Yeah, she wasn't.
Brooke.
Okay, the overstepping of the, no, he wanted a salad.
Uh-huh. It's crazy, right?
Don't talk for me. Don't talk for me.
Right?
It doesn't matter. I'm married, and if my wife was like, actually, no, she wanted, I would probably look at her across the table before I decked her.
Yeah.
Brooke, yeah. It reminds me of the meme where it's like, and for the missus, a salad? I think not.
Yeah. And if anything, she should have subbed his mashed potatoes for the salad instead of the other vegetable on the
salad. Correct. I was like, why is she substituting the green beans?
Yeah.
I can't. So, no. Ben, while I agree that a hot, funny girl, you got to go for.
Yes.
Absolutely not on this case.
Oh, we need wow.
to
find
okay. So all this right. is a big
back
enough butt to leave.
Board. Yeah, freak flag major. Can't.
Okay.
All right, Brooke. Thank All you. Right.
Thanks, guys.
All
Bye.
Right. Yeah. Dave.
What do you think?
This woman is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
My husband says that all the time, by the way.
This is where we have to really consider the freak flag hotness XY axis.
Like, how much do we forgive because she's hot and funny?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
The crazy hot scale, you know, you got to plot it, but still.
Do we give her another meal?
Yes!
Oh.
Yes!
Oh, okay. Ben's saying we do.
Yes!
Is it worth another meal or are we cutting and running?
Without seeing the plot on the crazy hotline, you can't know if she needs another, if she deserves another.
Well, then give her the benefit of the doubt and give her another shot.
And tell us what time and where, and we want to all come hang out.
We want to go.
Just watch it go down.
All right, Dave, we got to run, bud. Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
Cody. It says in the text line, my wife's going for the early payout. She feeds me five starches a day, LOL, plus steak, potato, and bacon. Sean, I get steak, mashed potatoes, and french fries, then dip the fries in the potatoes.
I love this. Virginia sent us a voice note.
First of all, it wasn't three starches. It was one.
Yeah.
Second of all, ma'am, have several seats.
Ma'am.
Like, I'm grown. I can eat what I want to eat. Third of all, this the first day and you already nagging me? Gotta go.
Ma'am, have several seats. Oh, that made me laugh.
Yes, please.
That's Thank you,
hysterical.
Virginia. Ma'am, have several seats.
Oh, my gosh. Connie's like, yeah, the guy needs to run if that's what she's doing on the first date and they haven't known each other that long.
Oh, my gosh.
If she doesn't like what he's picking out to eat on his own, then maybe she should cook for him. She says, over 30 years with my husband, and when we first started dating, we worked at Shoney's. He ate a Slim Jim sandwich, a hot ham and Swiss, and two bites. I was in shock, but I've never told him what to eat when I cook for him.
Okay, here's another a voice note we got from a listener.
I don't know. If she's critiquing his meal on the first date,
uh-huh.
she might just be be a critic in general.
Uh-huh.
And that sounds exhausting to be around. Especially since she was wrong. Like someone falsely critiquing you for every other thing you do.
Yes.
Doesn't really sound very fun.
Yes.
No. You're right.
Yes, that's what Mary Jane said. She said, we need to normalize not seeing any potential partner as a project. Either accept them how they are or find someone who is what you want. Chick jumped right into controlling attitude. He needs to run. It was very controlling from the get. This is first date.
I still think.
Controlling, stop it.
I still think.
You're just poking the bear at this point.
It's. He said she's a unicorn.
Okay.
You're not going to find another one like her.
I get it. But he's kind of looking at it as like, is this one tiny little flaw or an indication that she's going to control
her whole life? Well, give her another chance.
To control your whole life. Right? That's what we're all thinking. It's not necessarily like what she did, but it's indicating that she seems like the type of person that if she's first date substituting something in his meal choice, what other things is she going to orchestrate in his life should they jump into a relationship at this point?
Lisa says, Ben, why are you being so agreeable today? This is not the Ben we know and love.
You are Mr. Positivity, glass half full. I love love.
This is me.
Uh-oh. Okay. It's all downhill from here.
That means we're looking up. Things are looking up. Sandy, if she's such a catch, why is she still single? True.
Oh, very true. Very true.
Jeannie says, I sure hope that unicorn's listening to the show today. Mm. Okay.
It was kind of a specific detail we shared.
Oh, yeah. It kind of was.
It was. I don't know if a lot of other women on a first date would be
went to
bold
Outback
enough
and
at Outback to substitute something on their date's plate.
Kimberly texts, Ben, you go out with her then. Listen, I'm married. I'm fine. I've been there, done that.
Exactly.
We're good.
Oh, Lisa, she's a deranged unicorn.
All right. So what are we collectively saying?
Well,
is it
a
big enough
giving
red
him
flag?
The permission to just leave,
like
because
cut and run.
This sounds like it's an indication she's going to have a controlling personality that's going to extend far past a meal on a first date. However, for research purposes, if you want to go out one more time, see if she does it again, maybe try to nip it in the bud.
In the words,
I'm an adult. I can order my own food.
In the words of Virginia.
Ma'am, have several seats.
Ma'am.
Like, I'm grown. Eat what I want to eat.
I'm grown. I'm going to eat what I'm going to eat. We just need Virginia there. Maybe a sting operation. We send Virginia in as the waiter.
Oh my gosh. As the waitress.
Yes. And then she can step in if need be.
All right.
Because she's going to
Listen. Jacob, everybody's saying this is probably a big enough red flag that you could just say, you know what?
Probably not going to work out.
I think this is probably, we're good as friends.
Yeah.
I still think you should just at least go in and have another, give her another shot.
Giselle says, Ben, don't get surprised if you get blamed for this.
All right. Anyways, keep us posted. We are overly invested.
Oh, I am super invested. I'm kind of like you, just like morbidly interested in seeing him go out with her again.
Yeah.
I just want to know what goes on. And he should, on purpose, try to order something kind of outlandish.
Okay.
Like order chicken nuggets.
Yes.
Or grilled cheese.
Sure.
Like a toddler meal. If they've got a juice box, get that too.
All right.
See what she says.
Okay. Keep us posted. We are all invested. Thank you. Thank you, Jacob.
This
is Group Therapy.